Well, fresh off the back of Australia's hottest day on record, authorities are warning it might not be long until that milestone is broken again. Australia registered a maximum average temperature of 40.9 degrees on Tuesday, smashing the previous record. Temperatures are expected to remain above 45 degrees in multiple towns today. Sydney is facing a day of devastating conditions, with thick smoke, high winds and rising temperatures likely to fan bushfires. A controversial plan to explore for oil in the Great Australian Bight is a step closer after a Norwegian oil company's environmental plan was approved. Australia's National Offshore Petroleum Regulator has accepted Equinor's plan to drill a well off the South Australian coast. Drilling in the Bight has been fiercely opposed by environmental groups.
Donald Trump has become just the third president of the United States to become impeached. After 10 hours of debate in the House of Representatives, lawmakers there voted mostly along party lines to charge Mr. Trump. The two charges are for abuse of power in his attempt to persuade Ukraine to investigate his political opponent, Joe Biden, and obstructing Congress. China's ambassador to Australia has dismissed as fake news international concerns about his country's persecution of an ethnic minority group. United Nations experts and human rights organisations estimate more than a million people have been detained in China's northwest, most of them ethnic Uyghurs who practice Islam. China's ambassador in Canberra says there has been a security crackdown, but denies there are mass detentions of Uyghurs.